from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
EW to his friends. Eric Wiltshire.
Welcome to Postcard from Poprad on a gloriously sunny day, and I've got to not make a mess of my Slovak this week. Reason being, this week's guest is the Slovak MP, Martin, I'm going to get it wrong, Poliatic.
Yes.
No, it was a joke. Anyway, Martin will be talking to us in a couple of minutes from Bratislava, from his sickbed. My word. The other two I'll introduce you to in a minute, because they're normal. So we are in the lovely town of Poprad at the base of the glorious Tatry Mountains, which still has a little bit of snow on the top. So when you come to Slovakia, you'll be able to see some snow here as well. And if you don't come, you just don't know what you are missing. Hi to the guys at Talk Radio X, to Replay, to Absinthe, and to... Well, everybody, the girl does all the bits at the beginning, doesn't she? Beautifully. So, first of all, we'll bring in young Lee, sitting on the zit of the nose of Europe, as always.
Thank you very much. I have to report that sitting on the top of the nose of the zit on the face of Europe, it's still actually sunny. And in fact, it's so sunny that everybody's staying in the house in case they get burnt to death. Nobody's experienced sun like this in Britain for decades.
Amazing. And in Darwin, as always, with the burning question, how is the new car, Rachel? It's Rachel Brosnan.
It is fantastic. Hello, everybody. It's fantastic. And do you know why it's so good?
Why?
Because it's not a bus. It's an actual
vehicle. You drove a bike
vehicle.
Before?
No, I was stuck on the bus up when my car was missing. And now I've got a new car. And it's not the bus, and only I'm inside it. No drunken hoons, and it's just fantastic.
So Rob doesn't come out with you in the car, then?
No, he has to go in his work truck.
Right, beautiful. And in Bratislava, just getting out of his sickbed, you wouldn't get that from many MPs, I'll tell you. It is none other than Martin. Hi, Martin, how are you? Welcome to the programme.
Yeah, I'm very well, actually. But last 2 days, it's just my stomach and my... its belly is not working well, so it's most of the time it's getting things out of me than in. But we don't need to get into details here.
No, there'll be too much information in a moment, Martin.
Yeah. But definitely, I'm very, very glad that I'm spending my time in such a good company. It's definitely getting good on my health. I'm getting better already.
Good.
Let's get on.
Right, Martin, we are going to start with you because the electoral system in Slovakia is not something that the UK would understand at all.
No.
Because it's completely different.
Yes.
So could you give us a précis of what happens when... So I put my paper in a box.
Yeah.
I vote for something... And then what happens next and how is the parliament made?
Well, the first thing we need to say probably is that the whole Slovakia is just one electoral district.
Mm.
So you are voting for the same people. It doesn't really matter whether you're in Bratislava, in Poprad or Spišská Nová Ves. Let's say hello to Adi Akram.
Yeah, we better.
Yeah, we better. Yeah. He's listening, definitely he is. So you can vote. You just put you choose your list, your candidate list, that it comes with the party,
mm-hmm.
and then you have a chance to give 4 preferential votes. And if any of these guys that you put your preferential vote to gets more than 3% of the votes for the party,
mm-hmm.
he goes to the first place of the list.
Right.
So, basically, if you're voting only for the party, then the people from the list go into the parliament in the order that they are on the list. But if somebody gets more than 3% of the votes for the party, he's going to the first place.
Uh-huh.
And if there are more people that got more than 3%, then they are going to the parliament according to the numbers of the votes that they got.
Right. So it's similar to proportional representation, but slightly different.
It's actually proportional.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not proportional according to geography. It's only proportional according to the numbers of the voters of the parties.
Right. Right. So it's really important then that you get the citizens out to vote. Because if you don't get your citizens out to vote, it's your fault.
Yes.
Mm.
That's cool.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we are actually holding a very sad record right now. We only had turnout of 13% of people in the last European elections.
I know.
Yes.
Wow.
So
the trouble is it was the same in so many other EU member states, wasn't it?
Yeah, but not that low. I mean you had turnouts of 30, you had turnouts of 35. We had turnout of 19 in Czech Republic and 13 in Slovakia. So obviously Slovakia is a very pro-European nation because nobody really cares about Europe anymore. We need to, but in the elections into the parliament, we usually have around 50, so it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It is a proportional system. You only need to get more than 5% of the vote, and you are in the parliament. So it's we are quite used to coalition governments.
Mm-hmm.
Whether in England, it was quite a big surprise that you actually have a coalition, right?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, actually, I'm trying to think. All the time that I've lived in Slovakia, it's always been a coalition government.
Not right now.
No. But up until now, it's been a coalition government right the way through.
Because it's quite hard to actually get. You normally need about 40% of the votes to only be able to have a government on your own. So it's not easy.
Right, well, anyway, one of the things that you also do is you're on a number of committees in Parliament, and one of the committees is all to do with your human rights.
Actually not.
No? Go on, correct me. Correct me.
Oh, heck.
Martin, have you gone?
He doesn't want to correct you.
No.
He really doesn't want to.
Well, he wants you to be right, Eric.
Hello, Martin, you're back.
I'm sorry. The problem on the Skype on phone is that someone might actually call you, you know?
I hope
this is not going to happen again, otherwise I'm going to have to switch to computer. But I'm only on the Constitutional Committee of the Parliament, but I deal with the human rights issues pretty much a lot of the time. I am an active advocate for more chances for the Roma population in Slovakia.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I am an advocate for LGBTQ rights. I consider Slovakia being borderline between the Western civilization and the civilization that is more connected to Russia and Byzantian ancestry. And I'd be very happy if we would be moving more towards the Western civilization than East.
But without losing your national pride?
Of course.
Because I think that's the problem with England. It's lost everything. And when you lose everything, I mean, we'll come to a story in a minute, which is just so ridiculous. But, you know, traditional things that should happen in England are now seen to be bad. And they're not bad. It's just crazy. You know, the culture and the folklore in Slovakia is actually very good.
Yeah.
And that needs to be kept whilst, how do I put it, moving into 2014.
I think what you say is right. Yeah, England's a very strange place at the moment, and Slovakia is an upcoming nation, and I think what Martin's just said is a really powerful statement, actually.
Yep. So Martin, one of the issues that you are a champion of is the annual Pride event, which is taking place in Bratislava in just over a week on the 28th.
Yes.
And I'm sure most people around the world know absolutely nothing about it, because unless we talk about it, no one's going to know about it. So this is your chance to have the most amazingly unrestricted commercial reclamer for the Pride event coming up in 2014. What's it all about?
Well, probably most of people anywhere in the world know what Pride is, that the LGBTQ community all around the world, in the United States, in Britain, Germany, and many other countries, meet together, and it depends then on the country what the purpose of the meeting is, because if you're in Colorado, or if you're in the state of Washington in the United States, then you only celebrate because they already have everything they wanted to have. They have fully respected marriages of the pairs of the same sex. They are recognized by the legislation, and things are working perfectly well for the community. On the other hand, if you have a country like Slovakia, the things are actually getting quite worse.
Worse? How do you mean worse, Martin?
Well, it is worse. First of all, there was a change in the constitution just 2 weeks ago that said that the only relationship that is protected by the constitution is the marriage between a man and a woman. So instead of moving towards tolerance and respecting other types of families and other types of relations, we are basically putting the status quo into concrete.
But I mean, Martin, have you gone again? Someone's phoned him again.
I think Martin has.
I was just reading this website, actually, and the link that you put up here to this site, Eric.
Yep.
And it's interesting because it makes a really good point about how it's to the exclusion of everybody else, including not just LGBTQ people, but, you know, divorced people, widowed people, foster families, single parents.
Mothers. Yes.
Mm. And all he's back.
Yeah, he's back again. You answered the call.
Yeah.
I got it. We covered for you, Martin. Don't worry. I mean, one perfect example is if you're in the UK, for example, and you are a man and a woman, and you live together for a certain period of time, you are the lady is considered a common law wife, and you are effectively looked upon as a couple. So are you saying to me that even that's been banned now in Slovakia?
It's not been banned. I mean, our constitution still says that the child, for example, has the same rights, and it doesn't really matter whether it's been born in a marriage or outside of marriage. We still have that in the constitution.
Good.
What I'm saying is that the constitution now divided the society and says this is a more protected relationship, because we believe in it, and then we'll give some standard to the others, and to the others, like LGBTQ, we're not giving anything yet.
Ah.
So
that's not a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing at all, because what is actually happening right now, that many of the active people in the LGBTQ community that are in their 30s, already want to start a family, and with no legal protection of them and their children, they're just thinking about moving out of Slovakia, and this is something we shouldn't see right now.
No. So hang on, we're actually in a position where couples, and I'm just going to use the word couples, are looking at the law and saying, okay, we're emigrating then. And the fact is that when you look at gay couples, they do tend to be well-educated. They do tend to be very good earners.
Yeah.
So are we saying we don't want well-educated people to stay in Slovakia then?
Yeah, I mean...
That's ridiculous.
In other places in the world, it's called the pink economy.
Yes.
Because,
Very much so.
Yeah, because these people, many times they don't have any children to spend money on. They spend much more on services.
Yeah.
And there are, they are valid contributors into the community and valid contributors into the economy as well. But in Slovakia, we just don't want to see it. And because Slovakia is such a conservative country,
I get what you're saying.
The development in the Western world
is seen
by many people in Slovakia as a threat.
Mm. I think it's worth pointing out as well that Martin, that, as I'm sure you realise, and you agree, this has been a long, hard fight in Central Europe.
And in fact, in
1965, that grand doyen of American beat poetry, Allen Ginsberg, who was openly gay, came and was and began a campaign there. The King of May, he described himself as, and even back then there was this battle for the freedom of the right to be the way you are. And it is sad that it's still continuing in this way.
Well, we can turn sadness round. He can always turn sadness round. And because people power does tend to work. So let's get lots of people to the Pride event. That'll be good.
Yeah, go to the Pride event. Go, because I can't go. I'm busy.
Yeah.
And it's really far. It's really, really far away.
Yeah.
And I can't get there. So somebody has to go. Several million people go on my behalf. Thanks,
right, indeed. Much. So Martin's now going to tell us all about the Pride event on the 28th.
Yes, it's going to be in Bratislava.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a walk through the city centre.
Through the old city?
Yes. And
down to where the wall is, where the Velvet Revolution took place?
Right.
Brilliant.
And if you go to Duhovi Pride, .sk, there's an English version of the text as well. Then you have a countdown, and right now we are 7 days, 22 hours, 43 minutes, and 55 seconds from the start.
And don't worry, boys and girls, if you didn't get the website, we'll put it up on our webpage as well, and then our scrib, what do we call it, Lee? What's the one?
Scrib,
that's the one.
Scrib.
We'll put it up on our schedule list for everybody. So all you've got to do is go to the RTI page, click on the link, and if you're English, it will take you straight to the English bit, so you can all come, which would be cool.
Can I put a personal positive slant on this?
Yeah, if you want.
Please.
As well. Yeah, as everybody knows, I am proud to be heterosexual, but I have no objection to anybody other's kind of inclinations or desires. And, as people will also know, my name is Lee G. Banks. And since I've been using that for 20 years, LGB, the gay pride people, took my initials.
What's the entertainment at Pride 2014, Martin?
We usually have, like, a big... drumming session.
Yeah,
that's connected with the march, but we keep it quite civic because the Pride in Slovakia would be, if it's seen as a provocation, it would just cause too much bad blood.
Right.
So it's much more about just standing your point, standing your position, showing that we are actually here, either people who are in the LGBT community or people like me who have their own families and support the LGBTQ community.
Mm-hmm.
The motto of the Pride this year is come out with your family.
Oh, beautiful.
That's very cool.
Very cool.
You know, all these initiatives, mostly run by Christian organizations, are about family, but they are only about certain types of family. And we are saying,
they're not inclusive.
There are just all kinds of types of families, and we shouldn't forget about them, because every time it's just about being happy and love yourself and love people around you as well. So we will come out with our families this year.
Right. Well, we also know that there are some... They are significant people in the gay community who listen to our programme. So George and Michael, and don't get the wrong names with that, boys and girls, do me a favour, put this on Gaydar for us, lads. Get it on Gaydar as well, because that will give a whole bunch of other people news about Pride 2014 in Bratislava, because we want to do that. We want to get lots of people there. Just making a quiet... family statement.
Yeah, you'll see me on the stage.
Really?
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah.
So you're going to be on TV Marquesa?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, the last time I was on there, Martin, it was trying to say some very difficult Slovak words, which I didn't do very well at.
Brzlina.
But the other interesting thing, which brings us on to something else in a second, and if you can, Martin, stay with us for a few minutes.
Yep.
The new president of Slovakia, in his inaugural speech, actually was, and I'm paraphrasing what he was saying, you know, come on, guys, complain about things. You know, don't give up when customer services say something. You know, if you think something's wrong, stand up for your point of view and actually complain about it.
Right.
Mm. Which Slovaks don't do very well, do they? Not normally.
Even if they do, I mean, it's quite more common that they get punished for it than they would get any credit. So it happened quite a lot of times that someone showed cases of corruption or very hard misbehavior when dealing with the public money, and instead of any credit, these people were sacked from their jobs. So what the president is talking about is that we need to acknowledge these people, we need to see them, and we need to start behaving like they do, because you need a certain critical mass of people actually complaining and doing something to change stuff.
Yes. Well, even on a small level, and this is an absolutely true story, Martin, and I'll keep the names out of it for obvious reasons, but... You know, a gentleman said to me one day, would I help him put in a Wi-Fi unit into his house? He's not a technical man. He's a hands man with mechanics, so he's not an electrical man. He buys the box from a well-known electrical store. We go there a few days later. I set it up for him. All works perfectly for about an hour, and the power supply went bang. It just didn't work anymore. So they're talking about what is known in Slovakia as reclamation.
Yeah.
Which is typically sending it back to a manufacturer.
Right.
And I said, rubbish. Rubbish. You only bought it 3 days ago. You take it back to the shop. Oh, no, they won't change it. You have to do reclamation. So I said, oh, just a minute. So I went back to the shop and I found somebody. And man said, oh, no, you can't do that. It's reclamation. I said, no, have you not studied European law? So I gets me smartphone out, and I said, look at this, read that. And he said, oh, yeah, but there's a sign up here that says this is a Slovak law. I said, no. Slovak law is for national stuff. European member states have all signed up to this agreement. Therefore, you have to acknowledge that law, or you're breaking the law.
Yeah.
So which he said... He didn't really say yes or no, but funnily enough, Martin, he went and got me a new one.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Mm. Yeah, he went and got me a new box and didn't argue. And I think... That's another thing where for so many decades, and this is not the fault of Slovaks, and it goes for the gay community, every community, you didn't dare say anything out loud because you were going to get into trouble, or... You were actually going to get jumped upon because everybody's been owning Slovakia until about 30 years ago.
Right.
And I think that is one of the core problems, Martin.
Well, you know, we only have like 25 years of a country.
absolute freedom as a country. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, even if a person is 25 years old, it's not mature very much yet.
Yes.
So you can't expect that from a country.
No.
So, it takes time. I mean, I've been working with debate clubs since I was 16.
Wow.
I was a debate trainer. I was a debate coach. Then I became a debate judge on the international level.
Mm-hmm.
So I pretty much spent 12 years of my life trying to persuade people to be able to state their position and argue for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to do this another 20 years, maybe until we reach the level of a civic society where people actually feel that if they don't do anything, there's nobody else that can do it for them. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not them society, it's us society, and we need to find this out.
Yeah, and I think the other thing, go on, Lee, you go first.
It's just absolutely fascinating to listen to Martin, what he's saying. You know, I'm known as a bit of an old curmudgeon as far as British society is concerned.
Stop it! Stop it now! That's my friend Lee talking about. Oh,
but there is a very serious point here where people view the grand, wonderful Great Britain as the land of freedom and of choice.
Rubbish.
They don't look at it in that way, or it isn't.
It isn't.
That absolutely, that was the point I was going to make. And what Martin's saying about the fact that you've only had 25 years to grow into your role, we've had centuries to grow into our role, and still we are blocked by authorities and people who consider themselves to be powerful within our stratas of society.
Mm.
And terrible, terrible things are perpetrated against people who stand up against them. One simple example of it, which, again, no names or anything, but a particular person who has been standing up against their council over certain issues, inexplicably has had their council tax doubled. Nobody else along the road has. No, the next door neighbours haven't.
Wow.
But they are being punished
by
the council by almost trying to bankrupt them. And that's the way society is. And the sad thing is people from Slovakia, from all over Central Europe and other parts of Eastern Europe, come to Britain seeing this as the land of wealth and freedom. And they sadly come here and find out that it isn't.
Yeah, but let's summarise this.
Lee, I have to tell you, Lee. I mean, I lived in the UK for about a year.
Yeah.
And I worked as a personal assistant for wheelchair users all around Britain. So I've seen the social system from the other side as well, from the side of the client. And I know it's not perfect, but I have to say that if I compare the way people are able to stand up for their thing in Britain and the way that they are able to do it in Slovakia, we are still much more behind
than we
would like to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, we've got to go in part one there, boys and girls. We'll be back in part two faster than you can drink that cup of tea, have a milkshake, or even have a nice currant bun because the sun's out. We'll see you in part two. Do not go away. We have got so much to get through, and you're going to miss it if you don't come back quickly.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.